stock pick this evening?
Yeah, so we're going with ACI. It's a bellwether South African industrial stock, but it is an adjacent way to play the mining boom. They're obviously not directly selling commodities, but they're selling explosives and chemicals mainly into the mining sector. The explosives business makes up about two-thirds of profitability, and we're seeing a pickup in demand, even though some commodity prices have moderated. There's still significant production. It's trading on a single PE on a dividend yield of around 6%. So it looks very attractive here, and we're seeing investors looking for value, and this one certainly offers that.
Okay, quick last word to you, Graham.
I think what Rowan is saying about value is right, and maybe in the last day or two, you know, the big cap global stocks, sort of the risk on stories have kicked into gear, but we still see a lot of value in SA. I'm going to go with African Rainbow Capital. My sense is that there are underlying businesses in there and assets that are very interesting and generally unloved by the market, because I think everybody just sort of sees these investment holding companies trading at 50% discounts into perpetuity. I question that. I think in a different world, especially if the underlying portfolio is well managed and delivers, yeah. I can see those discounts narrowing. So I think, you know, I really feel that African Rainbow Capital, especially with things like Sanlam Asset Management in there, they've done the APSA deal, for example, there's a lot of optionality, and the downside, I think, is quite limited given the 50% or thereabouts discount to NAV.
Okay, let's leave it there, gentlemen. Thanks so much for having joined us this Thursday evening. Of course, Rowan Williams from Nitrogen Fund Managers and Graham Koerner from Koerner Perspective as well. We'll be back next week to take more of your stock-related questions. For now, have a great evening.